Hi, this is a dictation for Ora Baker, O-R-A-B-A-K-E-R, date of service 1-20-2022, date of accident 12-11-2020, date of birth is 5-1-55. Ms. Ora Baker present here for a follow-up evaluation, secondary to an initial accident that occurred on 12-11-2020, where she was T-boned on the driver's side, and she was a restrained driver leading to head injury, TBI, symptoms of loss of balance, fearful of the event, pain in the lower back and neck with radiculopathy to the left arm, and numbness or tingling of all the fingers on both sides. Some pain in both ankle and feet was reported as well. Some pain in the left shoulder was reported with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Currently, the patient has been seen for the last several months with multiple physical therapy episodes since the time of first visit on 1-7-2021. The patient allegedly has same pains, and they are still between 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, patient reports a 40% improvement in the pain. As we know, the patient has a multiple issues. She is suffering from a metastatic cancer for which she is undergoing a pelvic excentration and other surgeries that I am not aware of. And the patient has not had a clearance and or time for the surgery. So we do not have all the information about this issue. However, the patient does have a stage 3 cancer. The patient is very frail, cachexic, and reports that her ADLs are affected as follows: enjoyment of life is affected 9, work and walking ability, general activity is affected 8, mood and sleep are affected 7, relationship with other people are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from difficulty sleeping, fatigue, loss of balance, lack of focus, poor grades at work, anxiety and depression. She denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo. She denies any vision disturbance or double vision, and she denies any loss of memory or work of any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, shoulder, on the left side, wrist and hand pain on both sides, hip pain on the right side, knee pain on the right side, right ankle and foot pain, and moderate difficulty walking. She also has some stiffness in the neck and the lower back. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are same, which is Norco 10 milligram, substance abuse. Patient reports using marijuana for pain control. However, a cocaine was detected. It is a possibility that patient has had a mix-up of cocaine in the marijuana itself, which has been found common. She denies using cocaine. However, she has reported that she does handle the cocaine for whatever reason. Compliance history. Patient reports that she is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 192/78. Pulse is 89. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 12-23-2021, dictation number 1223-049. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient will continue to be provided with a Norco 5 milligram 325 to 12 hours 15 days, after which a new toxicology screen will be obtained. The patient's maps have been reviewed. Last screen from toxicology showed a cocaine presence. Patient did not have adequate examination. She has been recommended that she may continue to see her cancer doctor, who can provide her pain medication as well. Overall, the patient has been reasonably compliant. She'll continue on naproxen, Alavil, and melatonin for the maintenance medication. Her MRIs were again reviewed, showing there are four levels of herniated disc, C3-4, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1, for which she will be better off having a disc replacement surgery. At L3 and L4, there are facet abnormalities and disc contributing to mild bilateral inferior root excess encroachment, for which four epidurals were done, and it should basically help her sciatica, and it did. No more injections are needed for the lower back for epidural. The patient also has two sacroiliac joint injections, one to the right, one to the left, bringing additional relief in the sacroiliac joints. Cervical epidural is not being attempted, but it's an option on the table. And the reason is the patient is extremely cachectic and not a good risk for cervical epidural or even for the surgery. The patient will go under evaluation by Dr. Preble, who is a neurosurgeon, for cervical disc replacement. And if it is found okay, then she'll be provided with the surgical surgery. The consultation will be necessary to identify the best way to approach her. Now, her shoulder, knee, and the nerve pain in the wrist have not improved, and we may decide to do an injection to her shoulder for the rotator cuff, as well as knee injection for a possible meniscus tear. However, the MRIs have not been done by the patient so far, and so we are still awaiting the MRIs to be done. The patient has also not done her neuropsych evaluation yet, and the MRI brain with neuroquant was also not done. It appears that the patient has slightly recovered in the neuropsych area, and it's not such a urgency. However, it is up to the patient. If she decides to do, then we'll be okay. Thank you.